Blessed Sabbath and welcome to all the dear families in the room and those that are listening on the phone, and for those that will be listening to the recording at a later date. What a wonderful Sabbath we are experiencing here over here. So we will begin our children's school study, and this lesson is number 59 on this date, January 18, 2014. And we're still reading from our study book, Desire of Ages. This will be chapter 8, second part of the Passover visit. Before we begin the children's Sabbath school lesson, we will have our opening song, and it's taken from the scriptures of Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6 and 11, and it's entitled, Trust in the Lord with All Thy Heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his corrections. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise the Lord. Before we begin our children's study, if any one of the dear family would like to have opening prayer, mommies or daddies, bubble up.
Our Father, thank you for this year to have this blessed day. I thank you for this year to wake us up this morning. You have a miracle Sabbath. I pray and kill to be with our brothers and sisters to wherever they may be. Let us be able to understand by from now until be careful what we see or what we do. Let us be able to be generous to one another. Let us be able to also be concerned for one another, that way we can be able to be helping each other's heart or our feelings. Forgive us all for our sins for our iniquity and Christ-like spirit. I pray you be able to make us on a sea journey wherever we may be, whether it be at home or traveling to a distant place. This is my prayer, amen.
We will begin with our opening scripture for our study, and it's taken from John chapter 1, verse 5, on the King James Version, and it reads, And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So this week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 in our lesson book, The Passover Visit. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following scriptures, voila.
Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Luke chapter 2, verse 41. Luke chapter 2, verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Luke chapter 2, verse 43. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not him.
Had been in the company, went a day's journey, and they saw him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance.
Young ones, give yourselves a few seconds before you speak, okay? So that we can hear all of the beautiful word of God that you're sharing with us in the today's study. Praise God. Luke 2, verse 45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem seeking him. Luke 2, verse 46. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. Luke chapter 2, verse 47. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers.
And praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear families coming in. We are still reading from our lesson book, Desire Ages, chapter 8, and we will be covering pages 78 through 81. Before we begin, I would like to share that for the dear parents, mommies, and daddies, this chapter is very, very, very important. I hope and pray that after the studies, you will be able to sit and speak to the children concerning the importance of what happened to Jesus and what happened to the parents as they had left Jerusalem and left Jesus behind. There is a lot of blessing in this study. Hope and pray that you will be blessed by it. If the next family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Jesus presented himself as one thirsting for a knowledge of God. He questioned was it suggestive of these truths which had long been obscured, yet which were vital to the salvation of souls. While showing his how narrow and superficial was the wisdom of the wise man, every question put before him a divine lesson and placed truth in a new aspect. The rabbi spoke of the wonderful innovation which the Messiah coming would bring to the Jewish nation, but Jesus presented the prophecy of Isaiah. And asked them the meaning of those scriptures that point to the suffering and death of the Lamb of God. The doctor turned upon him with questions, and they were amazed at his answer. With the humility of a child, he respected the words of repeated the words of scriptures, giving them the depth of meaning that the wise men had not conceived of. If following the lines, the truth he pointed out would have worked a reformation in the religion of the day.
Desire of Ages, page 78. A deep interest in spiritual things would have been awakened. And when Jesus began his ministry, many have been prepared to receive him. The rabbis knew that Jesus had not been instructed in their schools, yet his understanding of the prophecies far exceeded theirs. In this thoughtful Galilean boy, they discerned great promise. They desired to gain him as a student, that he might become a teacher in Israel.
Good job, boys and girls. Question: what narrow and superficial wisdom did the wise men that made Jesus present to them the prophecy of Isaiah, which pointed to the suffering and death of the Lamb? And what work would have followed if the lines of truth he pointed out were accepted by them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The rabbi spoke of the wonderful elevation which the Messiah's coming would bring to the Jewish nation, and a reformation in the religion of the day. A deep interest in spiritual things would have been awakened, and when Jesus began his ministry, many would have been prepared to receive him.
Praise the Lord. So let us learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. The scripture song is taken from John chapter 8, verse 50 from the King James Version, and our dear sister Lynn is going to play it for us.
Seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. And I seek not my own glory, there is one that seeketh and judgeth. John chapter 8, verse 50.
Amen. So as an example how our Savior has simply shared his truth with the elders and even for those that came in contact with him, just remember that the Word of God is the one that actually glorifies God, seek it and judge it. Let's learn about the simplicity of how he shared the Word of God, and it was a strong impression in their hearts. Let's continue Desire Ages, page 80. Any one of the dear family would like to next paragraph, blah.
Desire of Ages, page 80. They wanted to have charge of his education, feeling that a mind so original must be brought under their molding. The words of Jesus had moved their hearts as they had never before moved by words from human lips. God was seeking to give life to those leaders in Israel, and he used the only means by which they could be reached. In their pride, they would have scorned to admit that they could receive instruction from anyone. Amen.
Desire Ridges, page 80. If Jesus had appeared to be trying to teach them, they would have disdained to listen, but they flattered themselves that they were teaching him, or at least testing his knowledge of the scriptures. The youthful modesty and grace of Jesus disarmed their prejudices. Unconsciously, their minds were open to the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit spoke to their hearts.
Desire of Ages, page 80. They could not but see that their expectation in regard to the Messiah was not sustained by prophecy, but they would not renounce the theories that had flattered their ambition. They would not admit that they had misapprehended the scriptures they claimed to teach. From one to another passed the inquiry, "How hath this youth knowledge having never learned? And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." John 1:5.
Praise the Lord. Good job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How did the words of Jesus affect the rabbis? And what would happen if Jesus' word appeared to be trying to teach them? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, blah.
Jesus had moved their hearts as they had never before been moved by words from human lips, and he used the only means by which they could be reached. And in their pride, they would have scorned to admit that they could receive instruction from anyone, and they would have disdained to.
Dear ones, just give yourself like 5 minutes, better yet, count to five before you begin to speak, so like that we can be able to obtain the whole answer and the clarity of the speech, just for the purpose of not only the recording, but for us also. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 80. The meanwhile, Joseph and Mary were in great perplexity and distress. In the departure from Jerusalem, they had lost sight of Jesus, and they knew not that he had tarried behind. The country was then densely populated, and the caravans from Galilee were very large. There was much confusion as they left the city. On the way, the pleasure of traveling with friends and acquaintances absorbed their attention, and they did not notice his absence till night came on.
Desire of Ages, page 80. Then as they halted for rest, they missed the helpful hand of their child. Supposing him to be with their company, they had felt no anxiety. Young as he was, they had trusted him implicitly, expecting that when needed, he would be ready to assist them, anticipating their wants as he had always done. But now their fears were roused. They searched for him throughout their company, but in vain, shuddering, they remembered how Herod had tried to destroy him in his.
Desire of Ages, page 81. Dark forebodings filled their hearts. They bitterly reproached themselves. Returning to Jerusalem, they pursued their search. The next day, as they mingled with the worshippers in the temple, a familiar voice arrested their attention. They could not mistake it. No other voice was like his, so serious and earnest, yet so full of melody. Desire of Ages, page 81, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 81.
Desire of Ages, page 81. In the school of the rabbis, they found Jesus rejoiced as they were. They could not forget their grief and anxiety. When he was with them again, the mother said in words that implied reproof, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." "How is it that you sought me?" answered Jesus. "Was he not that I must be about my father's business?"
Amen. I'm very sorry, Brother Joel. Question, boys and girls. What made Mary and Joseph lose sight of Jesus in their departure from Jerusalem? And how and when did they notice that Jesus was absent from their company? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
Answer is the pleasure of her traveling with friends and acquaintances absorbed their attention, and they did not notice his absence. And then, as they halted for rest, they missed the helpful and hand of their child. Supposing him to be with their company, they had felt no anxiety till night came on.
Desire of Ages, page 81. And as they seemed not to understand his words, he pointed upward. On his face was a light at which they wondered. Divinity was flashing through humanity. On finding him in the temple, they had listened to what was passing between him and the rabbis, and they were astonished at his question and answers. His words started a train of thought that would never be forgotten, and his question to them had a lesson. "Wist ye not," he said, "that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus was engaged in the work that he had come into the world to do, but Joseph and Mary had neglected theirs. God had shown them high honor to committing to them his son. Holy angels had directed the course of Joseph in order to preserve the life of Jesus. But for an entire day, they had lost sight of him, whom they should not have forgotten for a moment. And when their anxiety was revealed, they had not censured themselves, but had cast the blame upon him.
Desire of Age, verse page 81. It was natural for the parents of Jesus to look upon him as their own child. He was daily with them. His life in many respects was like that of other children, and it was difficult for them to realize that he was the Son of God. They were in danger of failing to appreciate the blessing granted them in the presence of the world's Redeemer. The grief of their separation from him and the gentle reproof which his words conveyed were designed to impress them with the sacredness of their trust. Desire of Ages, page 81, paragraph 5. Amen.
Question, boys and girls. What was the lesson taught by Jesus' question to his parents? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up, dear ones.
"Wist ye not," he said, "that I must be about my Father's business?" Jesus was engaged in the work that he had come into the world to do. But Joseph and Mary had neglected theirs. God had shown them high honor in committing to them his...
Before we play the song that is following the study, I just want to share something. It is such a beautiful lesson here. It is not only that Mary and Joseph had that experience, but also us today. As we have the responsibility to share Jesus with others, as we go on our daily and even in companies of friends and loved ones, as we go out, we have a responsibility to therefore not to take our eyes away from Jesus that is actually living and walking and working in us. We need not to lose sight of it. And even if we are going among our friends, don't forget that Jesus is still working through us, and we need to keep our eyes fixed upon him that we may not lose him either. Remember also how he shared the word of God, not to be able to show that he was teaching them, but just leaving the word in its simplicity so the word of God will be able to work in the heart of them through the power of the Holy Spirit. I just wanted to share that with you before we play the next beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. The song is taken from John chapters 8, 6, and 7 from the King James Version.
When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath loved me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me, the Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him, the Father hath not left me alone. The living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, and I seek the final glory. There is one that seeketh and treasureth, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, this thing is true, that no one righteousness is in him, no one righteousness is in him. When ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me, he is with me, the Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I truly have been blessed by this study in abundant. So next week, we will continue with part 3 in our lesson, The Passover Visit. We have reached the ending of our study. For those that are listening on the phone, we're just going to have closing prayer at this moment. If anyone of the dear family would like to take closing prayer for beloved. May all the little ones and mommies and daddy near as possible as we call before the throne of God. Righteous and heavenly fathers, we come before the Lord to give you thanks and praises. We want to thank you, Father Jesus, for leaving such a beautiful example of your Son, how we can be able to learn as little and also as an adult, how simple it is, dear Lord, that if we allow God to be able to be in us and please him as our dear Savior has done as he was walking here on the earth, that how the Holy Spirit will speak through us to be able to do the work that he had came here to do 2,000 years ago and still doing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Father Jesus, may you teach us patience. May you be able to help us to rely upon thee in all things, Father Jesus. There was a dear sister that asked a question yesterday concerning if she had done right by the way how she shared. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you've given us an example that as we walk in our daily walk with Jesus and learn to be able to please him through obedience, that the Holy Spirit will speak the word to the heart of those individuals, that it may be able to work the work that needed to have them to become aware of who he really is. Father, let all these lessons that we just learned today and the previous one may remain in our memory, that the Holy Spirit may bring it forth whenever we need it. Forgive us for our sins and our iniquity and our shortcoming. Forgive us for our Christ-like spirit. Bless each and every one in their home, Father Jesus, the little one, and especially us parents, that we may be able to see, Father Jesus, the lessons that is given in these lessons, that we may be able to carry forth and be a guide, but especially allowing the children to grow in grace to let the Holy Spirit work in them, the work that is working in us. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. So next Sabbath, we will still be in chapter 8, The Passover Visit, but this is part 3, and that will be held on Sabbath, January 25th, 2014. I would like to thank all the dear family that participated today in the reading, in the prayers, and in the praise, and we have left some beautiful children activities for the children to continue on their day to get familiar with all the words that was used during the study. But most important, parents, take your time and speak to the children concerning the beautiful lessons that the Lord had left for us, that we may be able to do the same as He did while He walked 2,000 years ago in this earth. May you all have a blessed Sabbath. And for those that participated in putting these beautiful studies together, thank you, and God bless you all.